Louis Gohmert, Trump derangement syndrome is reason leftist big tech companies censor Breitbart News. By Sean Moran on August 7, 2020. Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, said in an exclusive interview on Thursday that big tech companies censored Breitbart News because of Trump derangement syndrome. They objected to a video live stream of a press conference during which licensed medical doctors and a congressman discussed hydroxychloroquine. Last week, Gohmert tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Gohmert told Breitbart News that he has been recovering quite well and remains in high spirits. He said he was prescribed hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, and vitamin D3 to help treat the coronavirus. Well, plenty of rest and all of the drug regimen including the hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, zinc, and vitamin D3, as well as the steroid nebulizer to protect the lungs. And I'm just amazed at how well I'm doing after just a week. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, he stated. I got a fresh perspective from having been through this, Gohmert said. Gohmert also said that as soon as he can, he will donate convalescent plasma to help others obtain coronavirus treatment. Gohmert shared that he finds it ironic that so many leftists in the media, Silicon Valley, and Congress want to dismiss hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for the coronavirus after President Donald Trump floated the idea. After 65 years of being one of the safest drugs out there, after being approved by the FDA, there is just such strong Trump derangement syndrome that if the president recommends something, that some people are determined to go the other way, he said. Last week, Breitbart News posted a video of a press conference held by the group America's Frontline Doctors and sponsored by Tea Party Patriots during which some of the doctors discussed hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment and or cure for the coronavirus. Facebook, Google, and Twitter removed the video, claiming it violated their policies against spreading misinformation about the coronavirus. Gohmert said this assault on free speech underscores the need to address big tech censorship and that under a Joe Biden administration, there would only be more censorship. Yes, you, Breitbart News, were censored by non-doctors who were politically motivated. And it just points to the fact that we have got to do something about the biggest IT tech leaders because they are doing more damage to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of people to see and hear what they wish than Russia could ever possibly do in the country, Gohmert said. It's going to be addressed, and I've talked to a number of the doctors that were involved in that, and they were extremely gracious. Fortunately, the high-tech leftists have not been able to prevent me from talking to the doctors that have done a tremendous amount of research, unlike those in our leftist high-tech industry. They haven't done the research, they just hate Trump and hate conservatives. If Biden were to be elected, it would be the end of our free market system. And we will see censorship that would have never been in North America. You will see censorship from the alt-left media, previously known as the mainstream media, he said. Gohmert said he has called for Republicans and conservatives to step up and get involved to prevent a Biden presidency. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.